Residents of an Auckland apartment building are anxiously awaiting news of whether they'll be forced to move out of their homes after the building failed multiple safety standards. The 16-storey City Garden Apartments on Albert Street was issued with a dangerous building notice by Auckland Council last week, but has for a long time been on their radar with ongoing issues. Remedial work has been carried out in the interim, but Fire and Emergencies inspection decision is still pending as to whether it will remain as a dangerous building or not. Our reporter Lucy Shea is there and joins us now. Kia ora, Lucy. We're expecting the results by midday, but that hasn't happened.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, our residents were expecting a result midday, but it's taken a bit longer for building inspectors to comb through the building, testing the alarms on each floor. So we have just heard from Ian McCormick, Council's building consents manager, that they've just completed the inspection. And he says that the building's fire safety is in a much better state than when the notice was handed down. A decision will be announced later this afternoon.
It was a big job for them, quite a few inspectors working their way through the large apartment building.
Yeah. We understand that there's been at least 25 to 30 inspectors entering the building this morning.
And what were some of the things that they were most concerned about that those inspectors would have been looking at?
So we're talking about a building that hasn't had its warrant of fitness since 2017. There's a raft of fire safety and structural issues with the building, but the one that they're most concerned about is the fire alarm and sprinkler system. So we understand that there's been an earlier incident quite recently where a sprinkler activation did not lead to an alarm activation and did not lead to a fire emergency being contacted. So that was a major concern. And so the building really needs to meet all these, fix all these fire defects in order for it to pass the test today.
Residents who live there in this large apartment building will be waiting on this answer. So inspectors have been through the building. They are assessing what they've seen. What happens if it passes the inspection?
So if it passes the inspection, it will be a big sigh of relief for the over 700 residents who live there, many who are students, who are migrants, and we understand there's also Airbnb in the building. However, if it fails the test today, they will need to vacate the building by midday on Monday. It's a very stressful situation for all of them, as you can imagine.
And is there any sort of timeline on this afternoon on this decision? I'm sure residents in the apartment will need as much time as possible to gather their belongings and get out if that is the case.
Well, Ian McCormick from Council said that it will be sometimes around mid-afternoon, but we're not sure about the exact timing.
Thank you very much. Lucy Shea is our reporter who has been stationed outside the 16-storey City Garden Apartments on Albert Street in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland.